Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "Now Moses," are the first words in Deuteronomy 27. Say, we haven't heard about Moses since chapter 5. It's as if he disappeared as God's intermediary, and the Lord has been having a direct heart-to-heart with his people. But clearly, this is the beginning of a new section. In fact, the penultimate section of the book. Penultimate? That's a good word. And it gives us good hope that we've almost made it to the end of the wilderness journey and are about to enter the promised land. Almost, but not quite. Quote, "Moses with the elders of Israel," verse 1, has been listening the whole time while God laid out the details of his covenant. Now it's their turn to call the people to a decision. Do they want to be God's special people? Do they want him to bless them abundantly? Do they want him to lead them to victory against all their foes? Do they want to be used by him to convince the other nations of the world that Jehovah is the only true God and worthy to be worshipped? Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Well then, quote, "Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today." Verses 9 and 10. How would they remember it all? Write it down, but not on parchment. Quote, "You shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law," verses 2 and 3. "And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law," verse 8. Here's a great idea. When God speaks to you through his word, write it down. Remember the adage, the weakest ink is better than the strongest memory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.